Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson of Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
And with Dick this morning is Janice Stroop, who is the new president of Commerce Community Cares.
Good morning.
Good morning, is that right? President is the correct title?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Well, you all are starting off on a new year, a new fundraising campaign, which is an annual thing, right, Dick?
That's correct. Our fundraising goes throughout the year, and we kick it off in October with a dinner for our patrons. Those are the folks that provide money for our organization, and we reward them with some sort of event, free hamburgers and entertainment every year at Benny Keith Community Room.
Mm-hmm. And talk about the campaign, and Janice, you can talk about this as well, but talk a little bit about the previous year's effort and what you all were able to accomplish.
We were able to accomplish last year, the year before we raised our full 25,000 pledge. And so this last year, we upped it by 10% and went to 27.5. We came very, very close to meeting our goal, and we were disappointed, but not drastically disappointed. We, you know, would have loved to have exceeded it as we did the year before. But we're serving 13 agencies in the community. It is all locally funded, and it is all locally dispersed.
Uh-huh. So while you didn't quite make the goal that you had this past year, you raised more than you did the previous year.
Yes, and that's, and we will do that again this year, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you set a goal? And that's always a risky thing to do. But do you set a goal for this coming year?
Yes, we kept the goal the same at 27.5, and just to let people know that this money is dispersed in the community, like Janice said, and I would, if you would allow me to list the agencies that we serve,
please,
I think
do.
It'd be interesting. But it starts with Commerce Public Library, and also the Commerce Literacy Program, City of Commerce Parks and Recreation, Hunt County Clothe a Child, the Commerce Food Pantry, the Bread of Life Food Distribution, Script, which is a senior citizen resource for public transit, and they also deliver meals. The Boys and Girls Club of Commerce, Commerce Emergency Corps, the Commerce Police Department Community Resource Programs, CCAP, which is Commerce Community Action Program, the Commerce School Health Services, Toys for Tots, and a Hunt County African American Leadership Conference. So all of these agencies deserve our support. And
we're talking with Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares, and also Janice Stroop, who is the president, new president of Commerce Community Cares. Janice, you wanted to make the point that just about any amount of money that someone may donate, however large or small, is going to go to a good purpose.
It's going to go to a great purpose. The agencies that Dick read to you cover everything from toys for children to clothing for children to health care for children to adolescent programs to adult programs to even community-wide programs like the library. So if you give just a small amount, you can look at yourself and say, I have helped a very diverse group of people with my money.
Mm-hmm. And all of this is strictly Commerce.
It's strictly Commerce. That's part of the vetting. It has to be in Commerce totally. And we receive very few. I think we just, one grant's all I can think of off the top of my head that we get. The rest of the money is local money. We are so appreciative that the people of Commerce do entrust us with their money, you know, to be spent like it is. And you know, we want to be sure that we're doing the best we can with the monies that are given, and that's why we vet and we are diverse.
Dick, you wanted to say something about the board, how the board operates?
Yeah, we have a diverse board of passionate people that are really devoted to helping this committee out. Each year when these agencies come to vet with us, it is always such an uplifting experience for us, because they're the ones out there that are really doing the tough work in this. We're just trying to support them with this fundraising. And when they come in and talk about their organization and all the work that they do to help the people in this community, it really lights a fire under us and gets us wanting to get as much money for them as we possibly can. We've heard from Parks and Recreation kids that normally would not be able to afford to play soccer or baseball. You know, just there's hundreds of little stories like that that just warm your heart mm-hmm. in what these folks are doing. You'll see our calendar up on the square here one of these days, and you'll be able to track our progress. And just keep us in mind when you have a little extra money that you want to give into the community. This is a great way to do it.
Okay, great. Dick Latson and Janice Troop, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, John Mark.
Both of them with Commerce Community Cares, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.